we see in the element of earth, the Alter Rebbe explains, the faculty and the property of endless creation, something out of nothing, because the earth being the lowest of the four elements of the lowest world, and the beginning expresses itself in the end, and the end is tied to the beginning, and therefore the highest level of creation, the ability to create something out of nothing, which is unique to God himself, expresses itself necessarily in the element, mostly in the element of earth, which is the lowest of the elements of the lowest world. The Tanya for the 12th day of Tishrei is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Chaf, page 264. The number at the bottom of the page is 512. We are a little bit past the middle of the page at the period. And now we will understand well in the order of levels of the inorganic and the vegetable and the animal and the human, which correspond to the four elements of earth, water, fire, and air, and that is that although the animal is higher than the vegetable, and the human being is higher than the animal, yet we see that the animal gets its energy and is nourished by consuming the vegetable, which is beneath it, which is lower than it. And the human being gets its nourishment from both the animal and the vegetable. And even wisdom and knowledge, even this is gained from the vegetable, from the animal, because we're told that a child does not recognize, does not have the wisdom to recognize or to describe his mother and father, to call out to his mother and father until he's eaten vegetable, until he's eaten wheat. And the sages say that until they've eaten meat, they can't really answer on a complicated halachic question. Now we'll understand why that is, that which is below can nourish that which is above, the vegetable can nourish the animal and the human being, and even the wisdom and the knowledge of the human being, not only his body. How is this? Because it contains that reflective light, the return light, that goes from the bottom upwards, from the lowest level of the level of Asiya, which is the lowest world, there, in the lowest level of Asiya, the light of godliness is more revealed, both the godliness that comes from the surrounding light that surrounds all the worlds equally, as well as the straight light, the finite light, which is called the Kav, that concludes in the lowest levels of Asiya and then rebounds and reflects backwards and gives an additional life to those levels that are above it. So life comes in two directions. It is given from above and it rebounds upwards. So all the levels in between get energy both from above and from below. And now we will understand clearly, with a clear understanding and knowledge, how it is that the angels above in the Merkava, in the divine chariot, where there's Pnei Sheir, Pnei Nesher, the face of the ox and the face of the eagle, which are descriptions of certain angels, how they derive great enjoyment and are nurtured. These angels above that are described as ox or as eagle, they get their enjoyment, their nurture, and their contentment from the animals and the birds that rise upwards from the altar when sacrifices are offered on the altar. And as the Zayar explains, they take pleasure, they derive enjoyment from the element that is of their essence. In other words, the essence of the angel that is called Sheir is expressed in the Sheir, in the ox, that is a literal ox here below. And the same with the eagle, its essence is expressed in a fowl or in the bird that is offered on the altar here below. And after these truthful words, das lenovin nokil, it becomes easier to those who are knowledgeable, those who are discerning, to understand by way of all that was said before, Gedol Milas HaMitzvahs Maisiyes, the greatness of the active mitzvah. Those mitzvahs that are performed in the physical, with a physical substance and a physical act. Asher Hein Tachlus Yididas HaNeshomes La'ilam Haza HaGashmi, those mitzvahs are the ultimate purpose for which the neshama comes down into this world. K'meisha Kosuv Hayeim La'aseisam, as it says, today, meaning this world, is a time of doing, and the emphasis is on the actions, the doings, which are called asiyah, la'aseisam, to do them. And the world to come, which is called tomorrow, that's the time for receiving the reward for the doing. And also the Mishnah says that 1 hour of tshuva and mitzvahs in this world is better than all the time in the world to come, because the essence of godliness is involved in the creation of the physical in its rebound fashion is closer to the essence of God than all the levels in between, and that's why those mitzvahs that involve the person in a physical act, which is sometimes dismissed as being a mere ritual, those mitzvahs are in a way higher than the love of God and fear of God and the kavanas of the mitzvahs and so on, which seem to be more impressive and more sophisticated, but they don't contain any element of the essence. The essence of God, which is expressed in the lowest level in the physical act. Ad kan matzonu miksav yodei haktesha. This is how much we found in the manuscript in the handwriting of the Rebbe. We're told that this letter, Simon Chof of Agedas HaKedesh, the Alter Rebbe wrote just before he passed away. We're also told that when the Alter Rebbe said this concept about how the physical is created from the essence of God himself, that this made such an impression on all of the students that they were inspired for a long time with a whole new respect for the physical world. In the Hayem Yem for the 12th day of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that we are guaranteed by a covenant from above that any effort and any aveda that we pursue with wisdom and with empathy will never be fruitless.